This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, advanced medicine officially underway now with Dr. Rashid Batar. I'm just really excited to get to see him at the Ultimate Life Symposium with Ty Bollinger, The Truth About Cancer. It's coming up soon. Dr. Batar, you ready?
I'm ready. In fact, I've got to get the presentation on that PowerPoint template. I never did that. Did you get yours done in a template that they wanted you to do it on?
I'm working on it. Let me just say that. Same thing. We're all getting our preparation. You know, they have it a certain format that they want, and I don't know if the one I use is going to fit, so I've got to cross-reference it and see.
That's exactly my thing, too, because I think the format, the 16:9 format will work, but it's the colors. You know, when you have certain colors that come on certain backgrounds, they won't show up, so...
Right.
I've only got like 143 slides that I got to go through and figure out what to do.
Oh, that's all? Yeah, no, you got me beat. I got like about 50 or 60, so I've got about half that amount. But I've been working, in fact, you'll like this, I've been working for a while on a book dedicated to the science of silver. Because I've been studying into that over 10 years now, and I like to get to the heart of these things, what it's good for, what it is, and try to relate some of this. So I'm now in the fine-tooth comb stages of reviewing it. And so I've been, you know, in between all the things that we do to prep for the radio show, lately I've been buried like my brain is on egghead status.
Egghead status, I like that.
you know what I'm talking about. When you get
between me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What is the difference
between me and our presentations is that you actually get through all your slides, and I only get through about half of mine.
That's true. There are, I'll be honest with you, times that... time will get away from me a little bit, and I'm very much a stickler about if they say they need you to be done by a certain time, I'll find a way to be done by that time, but I'm going to try and say, all right, everybody, rapid eye movement, be the $6 million man, and watch these slides as they fly by, because we got to get through this.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I think it's only a couple of days away, so yeah, I got to get that done myself. I've been kind of swamped myself, so.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, it is...
We did the show last week, Robert. It seems like we did it yesterday.
I know. Things are moving fast. And by the way, the one we did a couple of weeks back where we went through, we revisited the DMSA issue, right, the EDTA, the DMPS, that really has struck a chord again because so many people are becoming once again aware of the need for chelation in these extreme circumstances of heavy metal toxicity, mercury poisoning in kids and adults now. They have still, very few of them have heard the level of discussion and the things you have studied. And again, thanks, you know, acknowledge Dr. Boyd Haley, Professor Haley as well in this. And I think it was so timely that we were asked that question again. It wasn't like it was bad to repeat. I think it was very important that we went through that again.
Yeah, I think it's probably the three times now in the last, what is it, we've been doing the 6 years now?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, so I think this is about the third time we've done that. And every time we've never planned on it, it just ended up happening. And each time the response has been very similar in that people found the information to be refreshing for them and elicited a lot of responses. Because even to the clinic, we've had a lot of people that have contacted us recently. I'm thinking, why is this? And I think it's because of the show.
Yeah, and of course, it's not like you're an unknown factor out there in the world, and especially in the realm of autism and vaccine injury. But there are a lot more people, thanks to the movie Vaxxed, from Cover Up to Catastrophe, that are coming into this so-called extended family of those who have been injured by vaccines or intoxicated with heavy metals and now are acknowledging it and then saying, well, what do I do now? And trying to navigate the things and not have to do the, you know, the things that we know don't work to try and say, okay, this has been going on for enough years. let's not make those same mistakes.
Yep, I completely agree with you. And that awareness is half the battle. Just people becoming aware, mm-hmm. that you're already halfway home.
Yeah. Now, in the United States, October is what we call pink washing month, where the Komen race for what I call the non-cure raises awareness about breast cancer while paying its executives six figures or more and throwing a few pennies to research, of course, research that doesn't really acknowledge the cause of cancer, much less provide real cures. And we had a news report a while back, and I think it'd be timely. I don't know if you heard this, Dr. Bittar. I want you to pay attention to it, and I think you'll get it immediately, about all of these races and these fundraisers for breast cancer. We're going to go to Doyle Redland and the Onion News Network.
It's the Onion Radio News. 6,000 runners fail to discover a cure for breast cancer. This is Doyle Redland reporting. The weather was perfect and hopes were high this morning in Atlanta, Georgia, but sadly, no viable cure for breast cancer was found along the 5-kilometer course. Still, race organizer Jill Broadbent would not admit defeat.
If even one patient went into remission as a result of thousands of people running around Atlanta, then it was all worth it.
Recently in Dallas, an estimated 3,000 cyclists were...
Well, I don't know what happened to the 3,000 cyclists, but anyway, that was the concept there. And, of course, that was a spoof news article when people step back and say, you know what, why are we running for awareness? Isn't there enough awareness about breast cancer? What is it that we really need to be doing? And, of course, the things that you talk about in the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, the things you'll be presenting on in The Truth About Cancer and have already talked about in the series... You know, it doesn't require a foot race, although we love people to run and exercise. But the idea is there a purpose in just raising money for funding that doesn't go to actually finding a cure?
Well, Robert, I think it comes back to the same thing when you start looking at how in history these myths that have been perpetrated and how people get a group behind something and to get momentum. Have you read the book by... Andy Andrews called How Do You Kill 11 Million People? Have you read that book by Andy Andrews?
I've heard about it, but I have not read it.
Yeah, it's a very, very short book. It's like 80 pages or something, and they're very, very small pages, so you can actually read it within like an hour and a half or something. And it's really an interesting exercise to read this book to see how propaganda works. And it's not mm-hmm. just medical propaganda, and it's actually how the Nazis did it and how Hitler did it and how in history when you go back and you start seeing how many times when there was a movement that was necessary to be started, how to get people behind something. It doesn't matter whether it's something real or not. It's just the fact that you get people into a certain mindset and you get them feeling like they're making a difference. And so I believe this is very similar to that same type of flow. When I was a cadet in the military, in university, Washington University, I remember there was a lecture that one of our cadres was giving us, and this is like 1980, let's see, I graduated from college in 87, so this was like in 85 or 86, and they were talking about MOP 4, and MOP is, it's basically... the gas masks and the donating the gas masks and the protective charcoal lined suits and all these different things that you do to protect yourself from biological and chemical warfare. And at that time, they were talking about what the Soviet Union was using, at that time, the Soviet Union was using for chemical agents and biological agents would eat through MOP 4 in 9 seconds. If you had all your full MOP 4 gear on, which means the boots, the pants, the upper garments, the jacket, the mask and everything else. But the standard for actually putting on just the mask and clearing your mask was like 11 seconds. To do all MOP 4, all the external cover up, everything, all the whole cover all and everything, you had like a minute, 10 seconds to put it all on. Mm. So the question was, why is the standard to put this uniform on and the protective gear on, the mask on, for 1 minute and 10 seconds, in a total of 70 seconds, where... if you even had the full thing on, their biological and chemical agents they're using are going to eat through that in 9 seconds. They're faster than you can even put your mask on. And so when the question was posed back to our cadre, why are we doing that? He said, because soldiers will not follow you in a battle if they don't think that they're going to be able to do something about it. So to make people feel that there's something they can do about it, you get this propaganda machine going, and you have these standards that are put in place, and then you practice and you rehearse, and you make sure you can get these drills down, and there's a standard, and awards are given, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing with this race. You give people something to focus in on. It's a distraction from one standpoint because it doesn't let them really see what the real issues are. And from the other standpoint, it gets them running, and they're all active, and this camaraderie, and this, you know, they're all having a good time, and, yeah, they're doing it for a good cause, and it's all poppycock and illusion.
Yeah, well, I was investigating the flu shot propaganda again in depth because there was a chapter on the book that I'm working on, silver and viruses and flu and all of that, and it was like becoming so apparent, just like you described, that the campaign each year is nothing but a pure, unadulterated, not even hidden propaganda campaign. Not based on scientific evidence in terms of the need for a flu shot, but based on the need to sell a flu shot. It was just like, it's not even subtle.
Yeah, in fact, that's exactly what Andrew says in his book, that you make something so absurd that people don't even believe that it's possible, and it doesn't need to be subtle anymore. It's right there out in the open. You know, when you talk to people about mercury, for example, and you say, well, what do you think about mercury? Everybody, general public, no matter where they are, everybody says mercury's bad. They all know it. And then you say, well, what do you think about the current use of mercury? Well, you know, they don't use it anymore. Well, what about in fillings? Well, they don't use that anymore. People think that nobody uses mercury fillings anymore. And yet, it's always been used.
Yeah, and of course,
consensus. When you just go into a mall or anything else, you ask anybody, nobody thinks people are using mercury in dental fillings anymore or in vaccines. I think that was in the past, 10, 15 years ago. They don't realize it's still there.
And the most promoted vaccine every year, of course, is the flu shot. And the multi-dose vial shots, if you will, are preserved with the Marisol, 25 micrograms of mercury. Unless you're the last one to get the shot from the vial, you might have 50 or 100 micrograms left over if they didn't shake it well. So it's a disaster that's still happening.
Yeah, and you know, it's actually interesting because one of the stories that Super Don sent on the email is this: you may want to hold off on getting your flu shot, doctor said. Now, I haven't read the study, but the article, is that what they were talking about?
Well, we're going to get to that in a moment because we're up on a break. So we'll get into the flu shot since I'm kind of keyed into it right now with where I am in the book. And Dr. Bitar is here doing advanced medicine with us, and hopefully you're geared up to see him in Dallas, as we all are, at the Ultimate Live Symposium. We're going to have information for those of you who couldn't get tickets to how you can watch it streaming live on the web. Yeah, so if you couldn't make it, you're not out in the cold. Dr. Bitar is coming up more with the advanced medicine that we love each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Man, and high on the list of medical propaganda is flu shot propaganda year-round, basically. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to ask our friends down under if they have anything like that going on. But it's crazy in America every year, the flu shot propaganda. You know, not only are the claims by the CDC that 36,000 people die every year due to flu, it's been already blown out of the water by Peter Doshi in his peer-reviewed publications. But the very fact of a claim of efficacy via flu shot is in question. And Dr. Batar, this story actually brings that up. They're saying, don't rush into a flu shot because if it works such a short time period, you're talking about months of waning immunity. If you get it too soon, they're worried that you might get the flu later in the flu season. That's how fast they're saying it fades away.
Well, this is why I think that fundamental immunology should be taught to everybody before they take a flu shot. Now, somebody said, well, why would you want to take fundamental immunology? It only takes 1 hour. It should be, you know, they do these safety briefings for everything. You have to have a driver's license to drive a car, right? And so that's a lot less dangerous than taking the flu shot. So don't you think we should, like, have a one-hour video that people can watch about the flu, about how the immune system works, and then come to a conclusion themselves? Because the fundamental aspect of the immune response is that you create an antibody-antigen reaction so that the next time the body is exposed to that antigen, the virus, the happen, whatever it is, it has a memory. But if you give the flu shot now for thinking it's going to stop you from getting the flu right now, first of all, the strains of it even, you know, it's all based upon computerized algorithms of what they predict is going to be the issue next year.
Or a Democratic vote.
Yeah, exactly. There was one of a nurse that I was talking to at one of the hospitals just a couple of days ago, and it was remarkable because I was concerned about I was actually talking to her about her history. She's actually a local nurse that's got cancer who contacted our office, and so I was doing an office consult with her. And when we talked about her flu shot history or the history of her exposure to various types of toxins, there's a part in there about inoculations, childhood vaccines and adult vaccines. I want to know what their, you know, how many adult recommended vaccines have they had. And she said, I haven't had any. And I said, wait a second. You said you were RN, right? And she said, yes, at the specific hospital, which is a local hospital to us,
mm-hmm.
In North Carolina. And I, in fact, I've been there. My kids were born there. So I know a lot of the staff members there. I taught advanced cardiac life support there. I taught pediatric advanced life support there. So I know the hospital well. But she said, well, they're owned by such and such health group, and they recognize, get this, Robert, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
She said they recognize that there's too many negatives to do with the flu shot. There's too many adverse reactions people have had. And so they allow the nursing and the medical staff, the administrative staff, to make a decision themselves. They don't mandate it.
Wow.
They recommend awareness. And I'm thinking, what? Actually, a hospital is doing that?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazingly evolved, because for everything that we've heard, you know, people calling in, they're being told by the hospital they have to take the shot. They're going to get fired and get written up, whatever.
Right. No, that's a good sign. I think inevitably, as we've talked about with the whole vaccine autism issue, somebody's going to know somebody, or it's going to be you and your family that's impacted, and you can't keep this hidden. Like, you know, that's why the Nico LaHood story was so significant, because every once in a while it's going to be someone who's got a pretty good sphere of influence that's going to come out and say, you know what, this happened to me, this happened to my kid. And with the flu shot, you can't keep hiding all the people that say, you know what, every time I got the flu shot, I got sick. They told me it wasn't the flu, but it certainly felt like it, or worse. And, you know, with the Cochrane collaboration and the work and the revelations that it's not really preventing anything from happening, you got to scratch your head and say, you know, when do the rest of the medical profession catch up to this? It sounds like some of them are.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's on a corporate level, they're starting to catch up on it, which is fantastic, because that's usually the last phase when the corporate levels are understanding this. But, you know, you said that usually doesn't help. It's actually, the more the issue is, that it never helps, Robert. Mm-hmm. It's always a detrimental thing.
Yeah, well, it's an important distinction to make. And, you know, when we talk about these things, sometimes I try to be a little nicer and easier for folks that are new listeners, because they're like, wait a second, you mean it never works? Come on, you're exaggerating. No, it doesn't. You can't damage your immune system and expect your immune system to be stronger because of it. You can't intoxicate your whole body with mercury and say, well, that's good, now you're better protected from the flu. That's absurd. Anyway, that's where we are. We're on another break, folks. So take your potty break now. We'll be back in a few minutes with Dr. Rasha Bitar. I hear there might be hand, foot, and mouth disease at FSU. What are they doing over there? We'll talk about that. Maybe a little more Zika controversy as well with Dr. Bitar. Go to the links there in robertscottbell.com right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes, including the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium with Dr. Bitar and friends. And I guess, Dr. Bitar, you get ready for your insults. You haven't seen Ty Bollinger in a while, have you? So you got to get ready for that.
You know, I think Ty's getting stalked.
You think so?
He seems like he's getting stalked because every time I talk to him, he's almost affectionate. I'm like, what the hell? I think the bigger he's getting and the more well-known he's getting stalked. I don't like that.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to toughen him up again. He's just playing all this lovey-dovey stuff with you. That's just not right.
That's just not right, man. You're right. This is not right.
I'll see what I can do. Like I said, because every once in a while I talk to you when I'm with him, I'll channel a little Dr. Bitar, and he'll get that look at me like,
Dr. Batar's not here. Why'd you say that? I'm like, because I get to hang out with Dr. Batar once a week. You rarely talk to the guy anymore. So anyway, obviously getting close to the ultimate life.
I just had an exchange of emails about a couple of things yesterday. We still communicate via email every, probably once or twice a week or something like that. But the
unsolved don't fly as well in email. Real time stuff is where it happens. That's the real magic.
The thing is, I don't think we insult each other at all unless we're on the air in the public.
It's true. That's where it's all so much fun. So hopefully we'll have a little bit of visual on that when we're together. Oh, also, the week before that, again, I've told you I wish you could be here earlier. I know you're going to be so busy, but we talk about the flu shot, the failure of vaccinations, but the evidence is growing for homeoprophylaxis, the utilization of nozodes to sensitize safely the immune system without harming it, can't cause a disease or problem, and the evidence is being presented at the October 7th, 8th, and 9th conference in St. Pete, Florida. Ty will be there. We'll be interviewing some folks about it because that's the, another plus factor when we talk about the truth about vaccines. We want to give people options to recognize there are safe ways to sensitize and train the immune system.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really important part of the public's education regarding this whole issue with the vaccine and better solutions to accomplish the same results that's hoped for with the vaccine, but that are much safer and have less fallout and that have actually more efficacy.
Yeah.
So it's good that he's going to have that in the vaccine. I think he's doing the same truth about vaccines that's coming out, I guess, next year sometime?
Yeah, next year, exactly. The truth about detox will come up, then that vaccines after that. And let's see, the week after, I've got to go up to Beaver Falls, outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a women's wellness expo I will be keynoting up there. Super Don, why are we getting snickering out there when we say the Women's Health Expo is going to be held at Beaver Falls? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. I have no idea. I'm confused. Yes.
Sorry. I'm just saying, that's been the feedback. They're laughing every time I say it. I'm not sure why. Dr. Batar has no idea.
I'm thinking, are they trying to say something about, is it something about you and talking at a women's conference? Is that what it is? Is that what
probably, that's probably it. Yeah, why would I be? Yeah, that's it.
That must be it.
The raw masculinity of Robert Scott Bell. I don't know how he's going to manage, so we'll get there.
Somebody must have gotten a picture or something of those pink tennis shoes, Robert.
That's right.
Roman, run that you were going to do for the breast to wear.
The pink ribbons in my hair, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, I've got rumor has it that, when I'm going to, how would you say, MC a big Halloween party for Jonathan Emord up there, and he's got me set up to be a conehead because it's an alien space theme. So I'm going to be a conehead. We'll get pictures. Super Don is anxiously awaiting those pictures.
Super Don, how are you going to tell the difference between the pictures at the party and regular pictures?
Well, I guess he's going to have to take off his hat when he's at the Halloween party, so we'll get to see. All right.
It didn't say egghead, it said conehead. There's a difference.
Sorry. I got confused. Sorry.
Difference. All right. Let's see. What else we got? College stuff, the Zika. Oh, here, the Zika thing. This is interesting. Now, we all know it's a scam. It's promoting the use of the things that cause Zika, like pesticides, herbicides, larvicides, also the unneeded vaccination that they want to bring out and mandate. Now this thing called NALED, N-A-L-E-D, which has been basically banned in the European Union because they classify it as a harmful to aquatic life, dangerous, is swallowed, harmful if it comes into contact with skin. It's a known neurotoxin. And yet here, the stupid Americans, and again, I count myself as an American, but man, hopefully not as stupid as I once was, are arguing that, just because the European Union says it's toxic doesn't mean you have to worry about it. And because there's protests in Miami where they're spraying this stuff, and, of course, they're going to precipitate the very thing, like birth defects, potentially, in children that they're trying to blame on the virus.
It's amazing that it's the same concept, Robert, we talked about. How do you kill 11 million people, right?
Yes.
Or how do you cook a frog? How do you boil a frog? You do these things in a manner that defies all logic and natural thought process, and then you think, somebody wouldn't make it that evident. It's almost like I remember being in a fraternity, and when I was growing up and I was in college, and you had to do this stuff during rush. When you were pledged, you had to go out and do some stuff. And one of the things that was you do something so absurd that nobody expects it. So there was a challenge that you had to go out there, and I don't know that I should have even talked about this on the air. But, okay,
everybody been to college.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. So the aftermath, I'll just tell you, we were challenged to do certain things, but we had to then go back and make it right. But they wanted to see whether you were willing to step outside of your comfort zone. And one of those things was you had to, the object was who was going to be able to steal the biggest thing from a store. And then, of course, you'd take it back. Well, I won the contest and I stole a canoe and I had the store manager help me open up the doors to take the canoe out. Now, of course, I brought it back later on that afternoon. But the point was that it was so absurd, nobody would ever think of something. How can you sneak out a canoe? I mean, the canoe, it takes six people, and four people to carry the damn thing, plus two people to hold the doors open. And we had that store manager help us. Picked it up and walked out with it. Nobody thought that anybody was stealing anything because it's so absurd. Nobody would ever do that. Now, I'm sorry for illustrating that point.
I'm sorry. This is bad. No, I'm not laughing.
I understand exactly what I'm saying. It's so absurd. Nobody would ever think of something like that, and that's how they get. That's how they do this stuff.
Yeah, it's the lie.
Same. They must have been part of my same fraternity. They just learned the same principle.
Yeah, if the lie is big enough, of course it's like so believable because no one would make that up. It's too big. So here, manager of the store, can you help me steal this canoe? These are not the droids you're looking for. Of course, nobody's going to do that. It's a big canoe. I'll help you out. It's an important lesson. It is. Because the bigger the lie, the more believable it is, weirdly enough. And,
Robert, on a side note, though, didn't mean to cut you off, but a side note, I actually got acknowledged for helping to recover a stolen canoe.
Oh, your reputation has just been ruined. Everybody thought, okay, Dr. Batar, we'll rehabilitate you after the show. Now, you were talking about fraternities and colleges. There's the big college story this week. It's not college football necessarily, but it's college hand, foot, and mouth disease. This viral contagion, they say it's an enterovirus. They say it's pretty common in kids under 5 years of age. Why is it suddenly happening in these millennial college-age kids? Could it have anything to do with the poor hygiene, the bad eating habits, the lack of sleep, the fact that they're weaker generationally than anybody before them because they've been so heavily vaccinated? Could any of this have any impact on their immune system to make them vulnerable and susceptible to a disease that usually doesn't happen after the age of five?
Well, Robert, that's part of it. Then on top of that, you've got greater economic stress on students today because they have less potential for finding a job afterwards with the high unemployment. There are things that people are going through now in this generation with being exposed to, as you said, more toxins. But then in college, we know notoriously we don't get the proper nutrition. We don't get enough sleep. There's a lot of people that are experimenting with, drugs, alcohol, whatever. So their bodies are already stressed. On top of that, there's stress from traditional vaccines since the advent of the National Vaccine Initiative in 1991. So now you're looking at the people that this is, you're virtually in the first generation of these of the people that have been vaccinated 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 18, 17 years ago. You're seeing higher, when initiated the National Vaccine Initiative, not everybody was getting the vaccines, but by about mid-90s, late 90s, everybody was getting the vaccine. So this is really the first group of people coming through the college years, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, with the additional high stress, not knowing what the future holds because of the economic downturn, unemployment.
Emotional stress, right? That's one of the toxicities you list in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. And
exactly.
Let me add one other factor here. The absolute terror of germs, right? We talked about living in the germ theory, the fear of germs. And the way they play it out on the college campuses, and this is true at FSU where the story is, they're saying that the officials are urging all of them to sanitize the residents thoroughly and install bottles of hand sanitizer everywhere. Now, remember, hand sanitizer, benzyl alcohol, triclosan, benzyl colonium chloride, however you say that, all of these things leave the hand more vulnerable, the epithelial layer more vulnerable, not less so, by killing things, but it also dries out, penetrates, and gives you what we call leaky hands. So hand, foot, mouth disease, the transmission is actually, I believe, going up because of the over-sanitization.
Well, that's a very, very high possibility, too, because, you know, how do women get, why is there an increase in vaginal candidiasis, you know, yeast infections that women get when they put on a course of antibiotics? Well, that's because the antibiotics kill off all the bacteria and allow the suppression of the endogenous in flora that's healthy for the body, and it allows more of the opportunistics to flare up. So that's exactly what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
is that germ aspect, you know, they're so adamant about the germ aspect and doing all the hand sanitizers and stuff, so you kill off all the natural bacteria on your hands that's not going to cause any kind of disease and allows more susceptibility to all these opportunistic pathogenic type
yep.
of opportunistic
exactly.
agents, the bacteria, viruses.
And
so
by the way,
concept, you totally agree.
Dr. Bitar, we both utilize silver as an adjunct, you know, for antimicrobial when necessary, but of course it doesn't harm the healthy cells. And I just found a peer-reviewed published report that silver, even at 2,000 times that daily reference dose, does not imbalance, does not leave the gut microbiome, biodiversity disrupted. This is a phenomenal leap forward in understanding how silver can be safely used as an antimicrobial in place of these other antimicrobial drugs. We'll talk about that and a few other things as we wrap up Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Dr. Vitar, I mentioned pink washing month, breast cancer awareness. Is it, you know, the Komen race for the non-cure? Is it pink buckets of fried chicken? What do we got? And there's a new story here that I think only... what's her name? What was the famous celebrity that lopped off her boobies because she was afraid because of the BRCA gene mutation thing?
Angelina Jolie.
That's right. The movie star Angelina Jolie. I got nothing against her personally. I just, you know, using her celebrity status to promote prophylactic removal of tissue like breasts is just, to me, irresponsible. But when has a Hollywood celebrity ever been irresponsible?
Never. I've known.
No, so to be responsible and to be fair, if you follow in the footsteps of Angelina Jolie and you want to have reconstructive surgery, let's let you consider all of your options because apparently, according to Doyle Redland, there is a new option.
The FDA approves napalm breast implants. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. The Food and Drug Administration cleared the way for the use of highly flammable napalm in cosmetic breast implants today. Though some feminist groups say the implantation of sacks of jellied gasoline could have lethal consequences, the FDA remains convinced they're safe. Spokesman Kevin Manning.
The likelihood of a woman turning into a human fireball is minimal at best.
Initial testing of the implants on breastfeeding mothers resulted in an acceptable number of exploding babies. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
That's awful. Why would the FDA do that? Super, Don, you're so bad. But I guess that's appropriate for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Might as well throw out the absurdities.
Listen, the FDA approves stuff that we laugh about, morbid humor, of course, on a regular basis. So why not napalm breast implants, right?
Yeah, I guess
these work. These work, that's why. It's not important. We shouldn't be laughing because these actually do work.
Well, they do. I don't know what they work in doing, but boy, oh boy, that's a news story waiting to happen. You know, the idea here, of course, in true prevention of breast cancer, and in all seriousness, of course, and I don't mean to keep saying this, but for our new listeners, and there are, we've got new affiliates all of the time, Dr. Bitar has written a book, an international best-selling book, and it's called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And in it are basically the, you know, I'd say the secrets, they're not secret, but
the things that you can do to prevent this from happening. And it doesn't matter what gene mutation you think you have or somebody tells you you have. And that's the empowering stuff that Angelina Jolie evidently didn't learn.
Well, and this is the thing with the new therapies that are coming out. You know, it's the same. Everything is based on the same original class of drugs. And every time they come up with a new regimen, a new drug, it's always like, well, this one is going to work, or this one's going to work, or this new protocol will work. You go to five oncologists, they give you 20 different opinions on which combinations to create, and it's the same thing. Or it's a new gene therapy, which is just a failed whole, that whole component is just a failed, miserable thought process that they've used for cancer, and they know it doesn't hold water anymore with the genetic component, and so they have to go to that extreme propaganda, just like we've been talking about with the pink ribbon runs and such. So it's always the same thing, and, you know, that's why I said it, but this one does work, because then I realized maybe somebody doesn't understand that I was just being facetious, but that's the whole process, that this time it's going to work, that this time it's not the same case as previous.
Well, and this time Lucy is going to hold the football and Charlie Brown will be allowed to kick it. I mean, this is the kind of thing we see in the body politic. And, of course, with the absurdity of a napalm breast implant, I suppose if there was enough money coming into the, you know, congressional representatives, they would probably vote on it and say yes. Or if they were promised, like the revolving door between FDA and Big Pharma, you know, listen, if you approve this and say it's okay, you know, you'll have a good job at Dow Chemical, for instance. And this is the way it's been operating because of a strong centralized bureaucracy having power over 300 million people. It's going to be bought off by those who can afford it. And that's our founding fathers knew that. And they said, don't do it. Have a weak central government. Do limited few things and there'd be no interest in buying the government because they wouldn't have the power to create these so-called monopolies that could kill you just as soon as they'd help you.
Yep, that's exactly right. And this is the reason that the forefathers were able to guide us the way that they have. It's our failure as a nation to follow the guidance that was provided, because it's very clear. It's,
yep.
You know, we see in the freedom of speech, we see in the right to be able to bear arms and everything, and freedom of deciding what's right for us, for our bodies, for our health standpoint, for our food standpoint, is another crucial component.
Right away. And by the way, hats off to that retired cop for shooting the stabbing terrorists up there in St. Cloud, Minnesota. The right to keep and bear arms, right to defense, and the right to heal. It's yours, as is the power, isn't it?
Absolutely, the power to heal.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.